This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
Welcome, everyone, to the Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I am Liz Lynch of SmartNetworking.com, your host for the show. I'm the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. And in my company, I work with practice leaders of consulting firms, accounting firms, and law firms who want to get more clients. I help them stand out from the crowd, connect with the right people, and attract the clients and opportunities that they deserve. On every episode of the Strategy Show, I bring you the success tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I share with my own corporate clients that can help you as a small business owner or entrepreneur grow your business as well. And we cover topics like how to build your personal brand, how to be seen as an expert in your field, and how to create strategic relationships and build a responsive network who is ready to give you the help you need when you need it. If you have questions on topics like these, let's connect on Facebook. I post tips there and answer questions. The easiest way to connect with me on Facebook is to just go to facebook.com/networkwithliz. Then click on the like button at the top of the page and post your question on my wall. So, you know, even though I grew up in California, one thing I've come to love about being on the East Coast for almost 20 years is watching the trees start to bloom. It seems to happen overnight, and then suddenly spring is here. So are you starting to see results blossom from the marketing and networking strategies you've put in place these past few months? Or are you still in deep winter? One of the things I do to nurture my network and be able to harvest more opportunities in the future is to be a connector. While that word means different things to different people, I've found a definition and an approach that really sticks with me and resonates with me. I used to cringe, actually, when people would refer to me as a connector, as I was speaking about networking and getting out there more and being known for this, because to me, the word connector meant that I was someone who networks 24/7, is obsessed with meeting famous people and amassing a huge Rolodex for my own purposes, and that is so not me. If you've read my book, Smart Networking, you know that I wrote it for people who don't want to network all the time, but want to be authentic and giving when they do and still get the results. Over the years, though, I came to realize that, in fact, I am a connector, just a different sort. I like helping others connect to other people, connect to information, connect to new audiences, and I love creating environments like my Monetize Your Expertise event in Philadelphia that I did last year, and my Sun and Strategy Mastermind in Florida the year before that, where the people in the room really open up, they contribute ideas and collaborate with each other, and form lasting relationships in a very short amount of time. So I guess I would call myself more of a connection catalyst. So what's important about being a connector? Well, part of what makes people want to work with you is your interest and commitment to building mutually beneficial relationships where you help advance the goals of others in the best way that you can. In the process, you actually end up advancing your own goals as well. And being a connector is easier than you think. You don't need a huge database or any special resources or superpowers. What's more important is the willingness and the openness to share what you do have. So here are four different options for you to think about. Now, online, social networking sites like Twitter and Facebook make it so easy to share other people's articles, posts, and promotions with your followers, fans, and friends. On Twitter, you can retweet a post with a few simple keystrokes, while on Facebook, you can click the like button, make a comment, or share a post on your own wall. And on LinkedIn, you can forward the profile of one contact to another to make an introduction. So don't underestimate the power of these activities just because they take a few seconds to execute. They can be really, really powerful. A second option is informal meetings. A great technique I heard from a friend is to plan a monthly breakfast or lunch with a colleague or two, and each one brings another person along to introduce to the group. It's a fun, low-key way to connect who you know with people they should know and to expand your own network as well. A third option is large events. So 10 years ago, a friend and I joined forces and partnered with a local professional association to start a networking group specifically for independent consultants. Hosting monthly events with guest speakers helped me bring folks together in a structured way to learn, to meet each other, and to support our businesses. While the group no longer exists, the relationships we've made are still there. And then a fourth option is really just connector's choice. Find something you enjoy doing and be a connector around that. Do you like to read? Well, start a business book club in person or virtually. Do you like art? Well, organize events and visits to local museums or galleries and spread the word through your email list and social media, or use Meetup to connect with people who share the same interests. I love to learn and interview people about what they do, so one of my favorite ways to be a connector is to host free calls with experts in my network. So every month in the Smart Networking Shift series, I get a chance to connect an expert in my network to an audience who's hungry for their information. It's so much fun for me. It hardly feels like work at all. What are your favorite ways to be a connector in your networking circle? Post them on my Facebook page. I would love to hear from you. So again, just go to facebook.com/networkwithliz. And if you're a Twitter person, you can find me there as well at @Liz_Lynch. And don't forget the underscore. So if you'd like the latest growth news and resources on business and be the first to hear of new articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market here at Smart Networking, then just go to smartnetworking.com and enter your name and email address so we can keep you up to date. And I look forward to seeing you on my next Smart Networking Shift call, that free monthly teleseminar series that I host. Again, if you join my list at smartnetworking.com, you will get that information. I look forward to sharing more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies on the next episode of The Strategy Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Signing off for now, this is Liz Lynch of smartnetworking.com, helping you connect to the right people and attract the opportunities that you deserve. Thanks for listening.
This is the ePodcast Network.